What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I stink, and I'm so sorry now.
Okay, I'm just glad you stink. We'll see who outstinks each other. Let me tell you about 40.
I'm glad this is an audio.
Let me tell you about 40 and hormones.
Yeah, how is 40?
It's like great. It's great, I promise. Come on, come. We're getting closer.
With a kick drum, come.
Jana, come.
And the kick drum.
Come. It's just the hormones are
Lose
really
yourself. Sorry. Had to. Okay. The hormones, like which hormones?
All of them. They're all out against me. Yeah, it's just like the sweat. I just feel like I have never, and maybe it's just after Legend.
Who's your three-year-old son?
Son, yep. Jason, mm-hmm. Leggy are about the same age.
Which is same with Jolene Love, yeah.
We really have a mating season, don't we?
We do. We did.
We did. Yep. Ship has sailed. Yeah, since I had him, I just feel like but I've also tried natural deodorants, and those don't work for me.
I feel like...
Like bad.
Here's my thing, and I really... You know, I've talked about, I think it was every, what's that one natural one? I've tried a few and they have worked, but I just stink.
No, you don't.
No, I do. Like I need the...
Have you always been stinky?
My mom's stinky. Like I love you. But you know, I think and my ex used to always be like,
this
you stink.
This is really refreshing. I needed something to be
he
wrong
always
with
would be
you.
Like, and I'm like, hey, that's hurtful.
Well, you just look so hot all the time. I need you to stink once in a while.
Really?
It's good for the rest of America to see you stink, Kramer. It's like when you dig in my head and you're like, is there a weave in there? And I'm like, no, it's all I've got. Please just leave me alone.
Well, I'm just very envious of like thick and full hair.
I'm envious of you.
Well, anyways, but I apologize. I just got off a plane, so it's a little...
You had a show.
You had a show. Good for you.
I'd like to see you out there doing what you're meant to do, honey. Good for you.
It was fun. By the way, this is Kristen Brust. She's a local guest, an avid guest, how would I say that, on Wind Down.
Reoccurring,
yes, a reoccurring guest.
Local.
You are local to my heart. And mm-hmm. She's so sweet. She wrote me the cutest little sticky note. You are stronger than ever. And she wrote these adorable little sticky notes all over my house because she's a gem.
Well, I'm here for you, Kramer.
You're a gem of a human.
You are stronger than ever.
You're so sweet. Hi, Mark. I haven't seen you in a minute.
Hi, Jana.
Hi, how are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, good week.
Yeah, it was good. It was a very transformation. What? No, that's not the right word.
No,
it was a very
transcendent.
It was a shift.
Eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah.
Pivotal.
Pivotal. Yeah.
Pivotal.
Pivotal. Oh, we're throwing big words out here now.
I like pivotal.
You know, it's good. I will say, I signed up for this retreat. I don't want to say where it's at, but I'm so excited.
I know it's long, right?
It's a week.
I want to go.
I've never been more excited.
You should be. Have you ever done a week by yourself, just chilling, focusing on yourself?
So I wanted to. You know what's really interesting is after my divorce, I was just kind of like, I'm good. Like, I knew I wasn't good.
Yeah.
But like, I think I was, I've been dealing it for so long. And then I just kind of wanted to like put Band-Aids on it.
Well, sure. You also, know? Survival.
Sure.
To say you're good. You had kids to think about. So.
Yeah. Did you see him? Oh, and you're so sweet. You're such a good friend. You totally edited my caption.
Oh, I did.
Because I said steam and not stream. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, best friend, put an R in stream.
I was like, listen.
It's too good of a post.
I know. I was like, this is captivating, but I do see an error in line 15. If you could just throw an R in there so that everyone doesn't throw rocks in their steam. I think it's going to really move mountains. This post is really going to help some people.
Yeah. But I did that. And I tell you what, there were so many things that I was holding on to that I didn't even know I was holding on to.
Is this the one you told me that Amy might do with me that will be amazing?
Yeah. I mean, she made me write on rocks, like what I was still holding on to from my past. And I put them in the stream at Sarah's house or like, you know, on her land. And it was like insane. Like the weight that I felt lifted off of me. It was really incredible.
If you hear beep. Beep, beep. It's me coming to Sarah Bryce's house with all my rocks. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll be like enjoying my peaceful, like,
you have like
you know,
four
washed
rocks you're tossing in, skipping stones. I'm like building a dam.
Oh, yeah. But that's, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm really excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really good for you.
I think so too.
What do you do all week?
So it's like this, it's this place where I can read you the thing. It's pretty amazing. Basically, I will say this. It's a place where I think for a long time I have stayed in things because I thought that I deserved it. And I've stayed in things because I thought I deserved it. It was all a mirror of how I thought of myself, like what I thought I deserved. Mm-hmm. And I think it's realizing like I deserve so much more than that. And someone told me, a really good friend went to this and he was just like, he said it was an amazing place and just like to really just love yourself because then that's when you're going to find, you know, that's when you're going to really attract what, you know, healthy and does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's the end of the podcast. So it's been great chatting with you this week. But I mean, truthfully, that's it. Like what I keep saying to you is you're like true. Like you are stronger than ever. You're getting more whole than you were before. Like the focus on health is what you're really working on. So things that or even people that came into your life a year ago or 6 months ago, or those people may not even fit anymore because you've transitioned into a more whole and healthy human along the way.
Mm-hmm. And also realizing like, if I see things that are going to bring up my past trauma, like why am I, like, that's just not healthy for me to stay in,
no.
You know? And, you know, and that's the thing, like, I think healing, because I'm always going to be healing, and I think there was a piece of me for sure that, like, I always, it's like, will I ever get over my ex? I'm over my ex.
I'm over your ex, for sure, if like, that's what you're wondering.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to keep talking about my ex. Like, I want to help, I want to be a voice of, like, this is how I got through really tough seasons, whether you want to stay or whether you want to leave. But I've forgiven him
also,
like through this last like few weeks. Like there's something that it's like when I released that, I was like, and I saw this thing where it's like, I don't need to
carry that anymore.
No.
And it's like, I forgive him. I wish it. Like, and it's like, there's like this really amazing feeling. And I'm like, and I don't have to hold on to it anymore.
And the people around you should be supporting you in the letting go.
Yeah.
And not, you're not that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't, you don't get to be stuck in that relationship anymore. And yeah. No one gets to verbally, physically, whatever it is, keep surrounding you with the old memories or like.
But it was also me though too. Like I for sure was like, I talked about it all the damn time.
Yeah. Well, he's still very, you know, you have kids.
I think, yeah. And like they always say like healing isn't linear, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was just going through, it's like hard season. It's like you almost have to, I realize now it's like you really need to, I don't even know, because it's like I still don't know. I say that, but I'm not even gonna finish my thought because I feel like I think I'm always gonna have what quote unquote baggage. I'm gonna have trust issues. Yeah. I think I don't know if that'll ever go away. That's not. Do you know what I mean?
I think it'll go away.
And if someone ignites my trust issues, that's gonna be. I can't stay in that, and I you know like that's something that I know now that it is not healthy for me to stay in something that. Causes me to like,
yeah, backtrack.
Backtrack or feel like I'm, you know, being in the same thing. But
I also think
I've let my, sorry, I think I've been so afraid to let love in. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I didn't love myself.
I'm watching from my seat, you trusting yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I think you'll be able to lean into people a little more because you'll trust yourself.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, the bottom falling out just means you're back with a person that you trust, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
It's less intimidating.
Yeah, but I also don't want to push people away, though, either, you know? But there's a reason, I think, why I push certain people away.
Well, there's certain a gut, people need to be pushed.
There's a gut away. Thing or there's a whatever. Yeah. There's something that I'm not listening to and staying grounded and communicating that from a good place.
Yeah.
And I think that's the work that, like, I just had, like, just light bulb moments with our therapist, Amy, and just letting go of like my like letting go of those rocks, letting go of the like, it was just, it still sucks. Like, sure, of course. But I'm like, I forgive him. I forget. Like it's so nice to just feel.
It's lighter.
It's so much lighter.
I know.
So in a roundabout version, I'm going to this place just to cement it. Like I'm cementing what I've learned the last few weeks.
I'm excited for you to be alone with yourself.
For sure, me too. And then you have to give your phone away. And they're like, is that a problem? I was like, I will throw it at you. Like, here, take it.
That's really going to be good.
Yeah.
Do we get to write you letters that you get to read while you're there? Like camp? Like, send you like a snack pack and a letter? And
I'm so excited. I was talking to Sharna Burgess. She's so sweet. She reached out to me because she was saying that she... you know, she went to one and it was life-changing. So I'm really excited because now I feel like... It's sad that I've realized it now. You know, I've had to kind of walk through certain stages of things, but it's nice to go, okay, I'm really happy to be right here. And I feel like finally I'm kind of on the, not the other side, but I'm really like tapping into it.
Yeah. You just keep elevating along the way.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It does.
But you're also getting cozier with yourself along the way.
Yeah, I do like, yeah.
We don't. Mm-hmm. Well, you are. You're a good person. You should cozy up with yourself once in a while.
At my core, I'm a good person, right?
At your core, you're a great person.
Thank you.
And you're a healthy person. You just have to give yourself some time.
Yeah, and I don't want to ever be like defined by like, oh, she's got a lot of issues. It's like,
no.
I
everybody in freaking America has issues. That's why people are listening. It's true. People are just,
Breach.
Yeah, we all have issues. The thing is like everyone just feels like we have to be like ashamed of that. It's like the minute you give it light, it can't breathe anymore. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like my marriage is not perfect all of the time. Wow. Amen. Anybody? Yeah. The whole church just said amen. Did you hear them? Like. Do I not? I am going through a little phase with myself right now where I'm just like, I need to talk better to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hard on myself. So we're all just trying to do stuff.
Yeah. And I found myself too, like when I don't love myself, I'm not nice to like,
no.
And it's like, that's not who I am.
No,
that's not who I've ever, like I'm, That's not who I am.
I also think there's certain people that don't bring out the best in us too. Mm-hmm. And it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Well, they bring out the triggers and the trauma. And then it's like, well, that's not who we are. But then that's a cycle. That's just a.
Yeah. And at the core, it just may not be a match.
Yeah.
Like, I am divorced before, had a previous husband before my current husband. And he's a fine person. He wasn't my person. Mm-hmm. You know, like a good dude. And I at some point was like, he is just not going to go live his best life because I'm never going to let him. Because mm-hmm. that's who I am when I'm with him. Mm-hmm. I need him to be like a cheerleader and a, you know, and he just was young. And I'm like, dude.
Timing too, I think. Yeah. Like people like need to come together at the right time.
Yeah. Yeah. The 2008 version of me is like, ugh.
Samesies.
Yeah. 2014 was hit or miss too.
To the point of you don't want to be known as the person with issues. There was a study recently that one of the best things people want to see in a dating app or when they meet somebody, one of the most appealing things about somebody on the first date is to find out that they're in or have been in therapy. Mm-hmm. Because I think the most desirable people are the ones that realize they have issues and are working on them, which mm-hmm. is where you are right now. And that's a great place to be because so many people live in denial of their own issues, mm-hmm. refuse to face their own issues. And those are the people that you need to stay away from. And unfortunately, you've spent some time with. But those are the best people, the ones that understand it, because we are all messed up in our own ways. And the ones that get that and are working on that, those are the people that you want to be with.
Mm-hmm. Ownership is hot, Mark. Ownership is hot.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, like, I've kind of always said, like, I don't have the prettiest past. Like, I have felt so much shame about my past. And it's like, I don't want to carry it. I don't want to have to, like, feel that. And it's like, and I will never judge a human being for...
You're going to make me cry, can you tell?
This is us, as we describe. like, I will never judge a human being for anything they do in their past because I give an immense amount of grace to people. I mean, to the point where Sarah the other day was just like, you give so much grace and you give so much, like...
room and space.
Yeah, that, like, it's almost, like, too much in a way where it's, like, it's now people will take advantage of you.
Sure.
But it's, like, I just want honesty. Like, if I ask you a question about your past, just be honest, right?
And, like, don't be loophole-y.
Yeah.
Just be honest.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, and just with, and I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking, like, friendships and just, anything. Like, and just having that, like, you said, like, having the depth and the awareness of, like, who you are as a person, like, you know, doing the work. And I know some people hate that term, but it's, like, it's, there's no perfectly healed person.
No.
Everyone has their stuff and it's just not bringing out the worst, but also like realizing, you know, triggers that come along the way. And I don't know, it's just, I think it's.
I finally did sit down with myself and say, I was so shameful about divorce. Mm-hmm. The most shameful I could be. I was shameful about relationships before that too, because I cared about what people thought so much that mm-hmm. I was like, you know, a failed relationship for an empath is like, it might as well just be like first degree murder. It's mm-hmm. like, it just feels like that. It's like, if I've failed at connecting with another human for the rest of my life with one human, then I might as well just be like, what's my worth, you know?
And what does it say about you?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then I remember just getting to a point where I was like, I am so tired of being shameful because mm-hmm. I just fucking love hard. Mm-hmm. Like when I decide I am going to be with a person, I decide. And it is just like aggressive, you know, that's why I'm on your couch right now. When I decide, it's like forever. And that's not a bad thing. In fact, the world could use a few more of us, I feel like. And so instead of it looking like a shameful past to me, it was just like, you know what? I would rather love the wrong people and try really hard or love not, they're not bad people, but just the wrong people for me. And at least gave my all than have something to show for it than to have not tried it with them.
Yeah. And I think where I've had a hard time is I've always like, I look back at my past. I'm like, I was just like, love me, love me, love me. Like, you know, And it's just, I didn't love myself enough. And I stood by things that were not good. And it's like, if I was to tell my daughter, if I was to tell my friends, what would they say to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I should look at myself. That's how I should see myself. And, you know, I think letting go of the letting really truly go of the past and having that inner forgiveness and to forgive him. It's just letting all that go has just been like, I got a piece of me back.
Yeah. A chunk, a big one.
A big, 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 big chunk. And then the other chunk is still, and will always be, you know, I don't think I'll ever be, no one's perfect. We're all going to have our moments and traumas and our quote unquote baggage, but you know, I think it's
doing a good job.
I think it's good. I think it's good.
And then the conscious choice to just reiterate those decisions, like everything you do from the acceptance and the putting rocks in the stream.
Mm-hmm.
From that, every little step is like compound interest. So every time you don't settle, every time you say, you know what, I don't think this is the right person for me, or no thank you, or whatever it is, that's just compound interest on top of a really good choice. So it's the investment you made and the trust in yourself and then the compound interest of that. Like that looks really healthy as it grows.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be... I don't know. I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves because we're so all or nothing that it's like, oh, now I messed up because I accidentally liked a wrong person or something. And it's like, not really.
I think people will come together when the right time and if they're meant to. It always ends up working out.
And it sure does.
God kind of lets you know.
Yeah. And God shaping that person while he's shaping you.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, love. Life, friends. I think it's just everything though. It's like how I want to, even when I was traveling to the airport, I was so happy. I was like, hi, you know, like just
that's
like
that's the OG Jana.
Yeah.
It's like the she's Michigan back. Girl.
Yeah. It is literally like she's back.
I felt this. My friend Kat was like, you know what? I'm not putting KB on your cup. She made us all like these like cute little customized cups. She's like, I'm not putting KB on your cup. I'm putting Kristen because Kristen from Detroit needs to come back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Michigan Kristen is in there and she's just, I really like people.
Yeah. No, I same. I was just like, I felt that. I was like, I feel good. And here's the thing too, which is something I've always wanted to say is when I got asked to do maybe another book, I love my editor. I know she's listening and I love you, but she was like, let's wait until you have a relationship. And I was like, no, like I don't want people to say to me, oh, but you like, you're so happy. And like, you look so happy. Like, I want to be happy because I'm happy.
Well, you are in a relationship with myself.
Yeah. Like that's what I want people to see. Like, I'm happy no matter if I'm with someone, if I'm not with someone, if I'm with my kids, if I'm with you, that's me.
Right.
Like, that's what I want. Like, I don't want a man to define my happiness. I don't want, you know, my kids, like, I just want to be myself and happy. Yeah. Michigan Jana Lake girl. Like, that's and I was right. Like, I felt that today in the airport and I was like, okay, I'm here.
I had this moment where I was like, well, we get to see each other in July in Michigan. And I was like,
better.
I need
oh
us.
My God, we need.
I was like, I need us to just be like laked together.
Yeah.
Like, that's like my favorite. Toes person. In the lake, sweatshirts, messy ass buns. That's not a Zac Brown plug.
Not a can feel be in my hand.
I let you take over the musical interlude. Have you noticed?
Oh man.
I think two things. One, we spend so much time trying to fix things that aren't really broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can just pour into ourselves and remember what's good. And two, I think we just take those cracks and we just go, okay, this needs to be fixed, and we do the work. But it's like sometimes there's like the inner you, it just needs to be found again too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like pretty things about me got buried by what shitty things people said about me.
Mm-hmm.
It just got buried. And I'm like, actually, I like me. I like that I'm overly friendly. I like that I know that the Southwest guy is a Sagittarius and his favorite color is green. Like I just like people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I like I talking to the person much. Next to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know too much. I want to know, why did I get to meet you today, David? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I met freaking Sarah Gretzky was... but you've never met her, but on a plane.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. I actually
Oh,
did
shoot.
A show.
She's showing.
This is where I'm we do.
Sorry. This is where we.
This is where we do like a medical house call for people with mom dementia. It's fine. Everything's fine.
That's right.
Remember, I actually did a show with you and there on stage.
Okay, I remember now. It's all coming back to me. I had wiped those years out of my life.
Yeah,
but I think
the blackout years. Those are
some major blackout years.
That's also how I met you.
On a plane?
No.
No, we
met Kramer. Damn it.
No, we met in Texas.
Yeah, but it was crazy because I was just like, and you have like stunning skin.
We jumped on each other.
And you were like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna text you this product. Like, but that's what.
Like, use my code. Oh, I wasn't an influencer.
No, you weren't an influencer. Swipe up. But like, I liked how we just were so like friendly with each other. And that's when I liked you.
Yeah. I love you. Well, I love you. I will just say this, whether you are in a relationship, whether you're not in a relationship, whether you're single, married, friendships, whatever, just be happy with yourself and know that you're okay, flaws and all.
Yeah, you're a really great person. Them and you.
Oh,
them.
Yeah, I was talking to everybody else.
Yeah, but yeah. No, them. They're really great people. We just let the noise seep in.
Yeah.
No more noise.
No noise. No noise. No explaining. No noises.
No need.
No need.
If you know my heart, no need.
Yeah.
Right.
Cheers. Let's take a break. And then we've got a really awesome guest on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
All right. So just let us know when they come on. We'll start talking about that. Okay, so we're going to have a married couple on our show next, DJ Envy, who's on The Breakfast Club, and Gia, his wife. They've been together for 20 years, or married for 20 years. They've been together for 27 years.
There's like, that's older than the people that work on your show.
It's older than Riley. So they have a book out right now called Real Life, Real Love. Life lessons on joy, pain, and the magic that holds us together, which I love when couples write a book together because I feel like it's so, I mean, granted, mine didn't work out, but I know that's where you're going. I know that was what the I was, but I will just say, I think there's something that's still like for the couples that have read the book. Like I had met someone at my show last night. They're like, I read your book, and I was kind of like, ooh, sorry. Just like, no, it was so helpful for us. Because I think everyone's journey to the end is different, but there's still like, I think there's something about like Mike, what Mike and I were able to do and talk about messes in our marriage and the non-perfect stuff. And
people need to hear that.
Yeah. And I think it's inspiring for other couples. And so it just got released on April 19th. It's April 19th. It's available on Amazon. But in there, she wrote, and it's in the press a lot right now, is that she has faked an orgasm for 10 years.
With homeboy?
Well, I mean, I hope it's homeboy, because if not,
not before him. She doesn't even look old enough to be married for 27 years.
She doesn't, but.
She's stunning.
Yeah, no, wow. She's beautiful.
That's a real.
Could you fake it for that long? I want to talk about it now before they come on because it's going to make me uncomfortable talking about it.
It's already making me sweat. I could not fake it.
I mean, have you ever faked before?
Yeah.
I have too. Why do we do that?
Not in this marriage, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Preston from Low Cash is getting after it. He knows how to ride that whatever.
Nope.
Yep.
No. Well, that was dirty. He yep. knows how to ride that whatever. He doesn't actually do the riding there, but that's fine. Okay. I'm hot.
I have faked it a few times, actually more than a few times in my past relationships.
I want to ask specifics, but I
go for it.
In Mike's marriage?
Well, we didn't have sex that much for me to fake it, but I
10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I did, but like not a lot.
And why? Is it just to get it over with, or is it to satisfy his ego?
So I will say this, in my relationship with Mike, I didn't care about coming. Does that make sense? I just wanted to please him so badly because I think of my like wanting to feel loved and chosen that I definitely just wanted to make him happy.
So ego.
And that set then a precedent to not reciprocate. So that was my fault.
Okay.
Yeah. I think for mm-hmm. sure. And then in the end of it, I was kind of like, all right, homegirl needs to have an orgasm. So like, can I pull out my vibrator or can we, cause I'm like, and then I started to get frustrated about it. Cause I'm like,
you're also dealing with a lot of shit, and it's not even if it's not great sex, then it's like,
yeah. And that's a huge piece for me is like, I'm a very sexual person. I love that to be a part of my relationships. Like something happened and I was like, guys, it was even kind of crazy for me. And they're like, if it was something
crazy for you, I'm like exiting the building.
But I think, yeah, I think, and then just to, like, to make them feel good about themselves. I don't know, but I guess, and I never told them. I think I've told one person that I have, and just because it was like, I just wanted to turn you on or whatever. And I just wasn't feeling it. But now I'm like, mm-mm.
Like, oh, I'm, no.
If we're doing this, like, I don't care how long it takes, let's go.
Also, like, let's learn each other.
Yeah.
Like, let's be in this.
Mm.
Yeah, that's an
Mark's like, but like, would you be upset if a girl faked it or your wife?
I mean, yeah, my wife and I hit 25 years this summer. So, yes, because it's not nearly as enjoyable if it's not mutually enjoyable. So if I'm not doing what I need to be doing, let's figure that out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I will say in previous relationships, there's been times where I'm like, nah, take it or leave it. I could not do that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular relationship, I'm like 100% down all the time because it's great for both of us.
Mm.
Have you ever faked one, Mark?
No, I have not.
No?
No.
I feel like guys could technically fake, though.
I've done it before.
You have?
I have. When I...
sad. You know, now I got to go check my people.
Sometimes I'm tired. I just want it to be done. Yeah, I've only done it a couple times, but I have done it.
Oh, I thought you meant sex in general. I was like, wow, really?
Oh, no, that too. But,
oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I think it's interesting, though, because I feel like... with guys, and I'll say this, like, I've definitely been hard on past guys that I've slept with, like, if they couldn't come. I'd be like, why can't, like, then I made it so personal about that I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't, you know, sexy enough, I wasn't doing the right moves for them, and I made it such a personal and negative thing where it's like, guys have probably just as, maybe not just as much, I don't know y'all's things down there, but, like, you can be mental too, where we can be mental.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like we take it, it's like, it's so hypocritical of like a woman to be like, how could you not? When it's like, but we don't all the time. Yeah. So it's like, I kind of look back and go, oh, I should have been a little softer in those moments.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it must be hard for dudes too.
We actually need
because that makes it worse. If you're hard on them, so to speak.
Stop using that word. It's making me sweat, Mark.
If you blame it on things like that and they want to prove to you that it's not stuff like that, then they're really in their head and the next time it's going to be even more of a challenge because it is such a mental thing. I mean, you can be mentally in another place and still open for business where, you know, we have structural implications that are affected by our brains.
Right. Like you might be tired. You might be hungry. Like
or distracted. Or sometimes there doesn't seem to be any reason for it.
But why do women take it so personal?
I would take it personal.
I mean, I would be, I would be devastated. So now granted with like my ex, it was like, but I bet you wouldn't do that if like, what? And like, that's like, that was really crappy of me to continue to bring in like the past, you know? So like
slightly warranted though,
but it doesn't matter. Like those are my reactions. Like I should have like handled
it in general. I'm just never going to give a lot of grace there, but my bad.
I'm now healing on the other side and I'm trying to like, you know, give offer. And I'm just trying to say like, and even in, you know, other dating relationships, I just get so down about it. And it's like, that's not fair.
Men really do go through it, though, seriously. And I have read several articles, even just recently, about like, as they get older, it just becomes like something. Like they need sometimes help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real thing.
I mean, how many commercials do you see for ED these days? It's constant. There's clearly a major industry happening there. So, yeah, it's not an isolated incident. You also have to kind of think of them. They're a little bit separate because like we wake up with one most days and not because we were having a sexy dream. It's just how that circulation is going through the body in that particular time.
Yeah.
It's not
it's like
a simple A to B process.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting though, because hearing Easton, you say that you faked it. I would actually be more upset about you faking it than you not coming at all. Does that make sense? But yet I would get more mad at, but then
you just
I
say these words like it's no big deal. It really feels like I'm in fifth grade. I'm sweating. It's no big deal to you.
I mean, you know.
I know. It is. It's fine. You just say it like a doctor.
Yeah. Well, no, I would say that you're semen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's very interesting how, would you like me to say penis, 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 penis?
No, you know, legend.
Are you five?
My three-year-old says penis with a T at the end.
Jace, the other day speaking, he goes, I have a vagina. And I was like, oh, well, you don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can always talk about that in the future.
That's what a urologist should be called. A urologist should be called a penist. That would be a much better name for that. Yeah.
Or someone that plays the piano.
Right. Yeah, no, it was somewhere between his private parts and the piano. I just can't figure it out. But his penis.
Well, this just got really off topic, but I just want to say, like, let me round around this again. Don't be a hypocrite. If he like don't get him all, you know, it's okay if you guys aren't. It doesn't mean he doesn't think you're sexy. It doesn't mean anything. Sometimes you're just not in it. But just don't lie about it. Don't fake. Let's not fake it. Yeah. Guys, don't fake it. Just be like, you're so sexy. This is what I would say. Say like, you're so sexy. I'm just so tired or something. Like, give me a little love tap or something. Yeah. Like, say I'm good looking or something, and to like lessen the blow of you not coming.
Well, there's other things they could do as well.
What?
Guys. If they don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, so that's where I get like, oh no, don't worry about it. And this is where we differ.
This is where we differ. I'm like, you have not completed the job.
You have not completed the task at hand.
I do not let a contractor leave my house without things working properly.
Yeah.
You have a job. You know,
she's right, and you should let him, because at least he feels like he got the job done, because he feels like a failure otherwise.
Yeah, like I'd rather just be like, look at me, like let's like... There's other things.
Can we just talk about how uncomfortable Catherine would have been on this podcast?
Oh, Catherine would have been out. I honestly had a vision of her dropping her headphones and rolling.
You're welcome, Catherine, for having this conversation while you were not on here. Oh, man. Let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
So we are really excited to have both of you on. I mean, obviously, you have your new book that just came out on Amazon, and just kind of running through it because obviously I haven't had a chance to read it yet. What for you, I mean, because you guys talked about the infidelity in the book or no?
Yes, we do.
You do. Okay. So was that a hard, so I wrote a book with my ex who also, well, he's not my ex, but we wrote a book when we were still together about infidelity and his past affairs. And for you, like, was that, why did you guys decide to write about it?
Well, the whole book we decided to write because I feel like it's one thing that we don't do enough, right? Mm-hmm. You know, especially for men, right? We can go to the barbershop and we can talk about our favorite sneakers, our favorite basketball player. We could talk about music, but never do we ever get a chance to talk about relationships, right? Mm-hmm. I wish there was a time when I can go to the barbershop and be like, yo, my girl is bugging or my wife is bugging. She just did this. What can I do? What do you suggest? We don't have those platforms to open up. Mm-hmm. So that's why we wrote the book, to have those platforms and to have those conversations. Like, you know, we talk about in the book, my wife faking orgasms. Mm-hmm. I had no idea, but, you know, we waited 10 years to have that discussion. And I wish I could have had that discussion earlier with some of my peoples. And the same thing with my infidelity. I wanted to be able to talk and talk how I've changed and evolved from that situation. Now, it was very difficult to write about because not because what I did, but who I was hurting. You know, I'm mm-hmm. hurting my best friend. I'm hurting the person I say I love. I'm hurting my wife. I'm hurting the person that is everything to me. And I didn't realize it. And I didn't realize it because I didn't know the definition of love. Like, it's easy. We always say, yeah, I love you. I love you. But do we know what that means? Like, do we look and say, what does the definition of love? Like, if I really love somebody, do I want to hurt them? Mm. If I really love somebody, do I want to lie to them? Do I want to keep things from them? Do I still get butterflies? And I didn't necessarily know that definition. So to write it is kind of just trying to encourage people to talk about different things in their relationship and just not surface issues.
Sure. How far out are you guys from the cheating time in your marriage?
12 years.
12 years. Okay. In kind of brief story, like I have also been in, I was in a relationship where my husband had cheated. We ended up writing a book together, talking about the affairs. We unfortunately didn't make it. But for you, what was the turning point when you were kind of like, okay, I do trust this man? Like how many, cause I remember my ex would be like, can you just get over it? Or like, move on. It's the past. And like, how long are you gonna, it's like, I don't know how long, you yes. know, like, I don't know. These are, and I'm trying to let go of it. It's not an easy thing to let go of. But I'm just curious, like for you, like, was there a turning point where you're like, okay. And what did you do to get to that other side, to be where you guys are at today?
Well, what you just said was one of the reasons why it was very important to me to write the book mm-hmm. and to share what we shared in the book, because a lot of the time when there is a misstep or an infidelity, the person who made that misstep feels entitled to the forgiveness. Mm-hmm. They feel entitled to the moving on of it. They feel entitled for you to get past it in a timely fashion that doesn't seem to inconvenience them. Mm. Meanwhile, all the while, they are the ones that made the decisions to put you and the relationship in that predicament in the first place. Yet they're not willing to do the work that it takes to remedy that situation. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very clear. Once I decided that I was going to forgive, it wasn't just on me. Mm. I wasn't going to forgive to take the burden off of him. I was forgiving to take the burden off of me, mm-hmm. so that I didn't have it on my back, so that I wasn't carrying around that resentment and harboring that hurt every day. I forgave for me. And he just happened to be someone that benefited from that forgiveness. But once I decided to forgive, he was held to a standard. There was things that were required of him. Mm-hmm. He had to do the work to try to gain back everything that he single-handedly had lost in our relationship. So what made me decide that we were going to go the long haul was the fact that he was willing to do the work and pay all of the reparations to restore our relationship to what it once was. Mm-hmm. And for me, the key was until, where you felt as though he was saying, I apologize. What more do you want from me? Blood? Mm-hmm. He didn't approach it with that mentality. Mm-hmm. He approached it with the until mentality. I am going to do everything humanly and spiritually mm-hmm. possible to restore this relationship until you are healed, mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. you're able to trust again.
That's beautiful.
Until I'm back in your good graces, until I don't care how long it takes. One day we were having this conversation yet again, as we were pulling into the garage, and he said to me, and I remember this vividly, I will spend every day of the rest of my life making it up to you and proving to you that I want to be with you and no one else but you. You and our family is all that I want. I don't care what it takes. I knew what his intention was once he realized the wrong in his way. And I couldn't help but take in how hard he was willing to work mm-hmm. to restore us.
That's beautiful.
That's really beautiful. Like, it made me tear up.
Yeah. And because I think you did something with your shame where I think a lot of guys hold on to it and they project it. I feel like DJ Envy, like, what did you, because there's something that you must have done with that shame piece that you didn't let it project onto, you know, your wife.
What do you mean? What shame piece?
So like my ex, like he felt so much shame that that's why he wanted me to get over it. Or he, you know, yep. was upset or angry, and yep. his projection, that was all his shame.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's hard for me to read the book and even to do the audible of the part, because you have to relive it. Mm. But at that point, I didn't care about the shame. I didn't care how I looked. I didn't care how it made me felt. I care about who I hurt, and I hurt her. So if I had to eat that for 20 years, I'm going to eat it for 20 years because I hurt her. Like I did this to her. She didn't do it to me. She didn't do anything to me. I did it to her. So however long it would have took, I don't care. You know, if I need to, whatever I need to do to make this right and to make her feel comfortable and to make her trust me again and to allow her to heal, I was able to do it.
Do you guys take some time to like decompress after you do interviews like this? Because I'd imagine that you wrote about it, which is therapeutic in its own way. You share about it on these interviews. When you get off of interviews like this, most likely people are asking you, I'd imagine, a lot about it. And I love you being a voice of it, both of you. And just you're such advocates for the healing on both sides, because resentment isn't sexy. And I lived that life too for a while where I was resentful, but that doesn't look good on me at all. Do you, when you get done with these interviews, do you have to have some time, just some private time with y'all so that you can just kind of get back on the same page? Does it bring up anything? Do you just feel like, sure, good work? We got this?
No. And the reason why is because for me, the forgiveness is real.
That's right.
It was,
that's amazing,
thorough. And mind thorough. It was thorough.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, I didn't decide I was going to forgive and then it was executed within weeks, months. It took me years to forgive thoroughly. It took me years to learn how to not have the urge or the need to punish him. To make him hurt the way that I hurt.
I feel because that. I felt
so fair. You know, you go through something like this, and both of you said that you've been through something like this, so you can understand. It seems as though everything in the world after that happens to you kind of goes back to cheating. You turn on Netflix. The first three suggested shows have to do with cheating.
I would hate
you
that.
You look at a billboard and it seems to do
cheating on the billboard.
There's cheating on the billboard.
Then you listen to it or turn on the radio.
Suffer infidelity.
Cheating on
call
the song.
This lawyer. Yeah. Divorce. It seemed as though I was inundated with things that would cause me to remember. And every time I felt that way, I wanted to make sure that he felt that way too. Like, it's not going to just be me suffering. Yes. It's going to be you. I had that need to punish him. But once I got closer with God, I realized it's not my job to punish. That is not my job. If I'm going to forgive and I'm going to move forward, I have to relieve myself of all of those urges, because those urges aren't rooted in godliness. They're not rooted in goodness. So I had to change my perception. But then once I got through it and I got to a point where I said, you are a changed person. You are, in fact, not that person that did those things and that hurt me at that point. You are humble, you are loving, and you are willing, and you prove it every single day. You do not deserve the things that I feel the urge to make you feel. So I am not going to do it anymore. And once I started walking down that path, my forgiveness was thorough and I was in fact healed. And it's funny because people will ask me now, like, you can laugh about some of the things that happened or find a joke in there somehow, some way. And it's because I'm free because of the work that he did to prove to me the degree to which he loves me. And we talk about it in the book in a section called The New Deal. And The New Deal is about those reparations. And it's about the restoration that has to happen and the steps that the person that offended as well as the offender have to go through to regain yourselves individually and yourselves as a whole, to see that beauty in the relationship again. And it's a very intense, it's probably one of my favorite chapters in the entire book, because when people ask me, how did you forgive? You open up the book and it's right there in The New Deal.
Oh God, I love it. I'm ready to read it.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's also like having a second marriage inside of your marriage. Like you guys get a chance at marrying each other again in a different way and knowing each other.
Beautiful, stronger. What is to you guys real love? Like, what does real love look like to you?
Well, like I said before, it's the definition of not wanting to hurt my partner, not wanting to lie to my partner, to be absolutely positively honest, to understand that she is part of me. Like in this relationship, what people don't know is when you have a relationship, you're supposed to be on the same team, right? And a lot of times we don't look at it like that. Like when we used to get into arguments, it was me trying to destroy her or her trying to annihilate me. That's not what real love is. Like love, which it should be an understanding. It should be us against the world. And once we figured that out, it made our relationship stronger. I would say one thing, people talk about everything that we went bad in our relationship, right? If you read it in the book. And I used to think, damn, would I want to change that? And no, I wouldn't, because at the end of that, it made our relationship stronger.
It was like a gift first.
It made us define what real love is. So now we're at a point where, like, you know, before, if I left my phone at home, I would be like, oh my gosh, what's going to be on my phone? Now I'm like, oh, I can leave my phone for weeks. Here, take my phone. Matter of fact, babe, can you post something on Instagram for me? And, you know what I mean? To the point where if you ever see a caption of mine and it's spelled wrong, I did it. If it's spelled right, she usually did it. Like that.
It goes for this relationship too.
Yeah, she always is like, hey, best friend, I love you, but add an R to the thing.
A relationship where we have access to each other's everything. passwords, Instagram, emails, pictures and phones, everything.
Well, if there's nothing to hide, then what's the, you know,
there's nothing to hide.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, there will be people, there'll be women, let's just say, it could be men, but for this case, I'll just say women, that will read the book and then present that idea to their partner. Mm-hmm. And their partner would turn it on them and say, yeah, but you should trust me enough that you would never want to go through my phone.
Yeah.
And that's a mind bleep. There's a section in the book about mind bleeping, which is where you ignore the obvious. You ignore what you see. You ignore your intuition because you're being led by the fact that you want this relationship to work so badly that you're damn near willing to believe and accept anything. So
yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. Someone that I had dated, you know, after whatever, a little blip, but I remember I had a question about something and he's like, you know, it's on my phone. Like, you just need to trust me. And I was like, well, I have trust. Like, could I see it? Like, just to, and he was just like, no, you just need to trust me. And I was always kind of like, well, if there was nothing really, then why didn't you just show me?
Correct.
Build the trust.
Like, right. Yes. Or was I just asking for too much, you know, like, or was that just all my trust baggage issue? Like, was that not fair of me to say, well, if you're saying it, can I see what you said? If that's really what you said, just to like, kind of like help me and heal, like, you not and help, you know, hold my heart in that space or.
That was a mind blip. Let me tell you, I have a 20-year-old daughter, right? And my 20-year-old daughter had a boyfriend and the boyfriend went through her DMs and she was like, fine. So my daughter was like, let me see your DMs. They were on a boat. He ran upstairs in the boat, came down 10 minutes,
two-floor boat.
Came down 10, 15 minutes later, said, here, now you can see. I was able to be like, well, no, you know why he came by 15 minutes later, right? And she's like, no, why? I said, because he erased everything he didn't want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and he was mind bleeping. You say, no, well, trust me. No, no, that's not it. No. If you have nothing to hide, give me your phone like you just took mine. But he couldn't.
See, let me answer your question from my point of view. You asking to see whatever it was that you wanted to see shows in and of itself that there was trust that was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition told you that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be able to explain that. That is what our intuition is. Because if in your relationship, his actions coupled with your actions created an environment where you felt secure, you would have never had the intuition to say to him, I'd like to see, can you show that to me? And if a person cares about you and your feelings, they're going to forego their pride and the protectiveness of the phone to say, well, it's none of your business, really. And say, you know what? I care a lot more about you than my pride. So if me showing this to you is going to give you security and help to grow our trust, then go ahead, take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, it either means that there is in fact something to hide, or B, that there's not, but they value their own pride more than your security.
Mm.
That would have to be built. And if you knew that you had I have access to Rashawn's phone.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I ever looked in your phone?
No.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship where I actually ever in my life want or feel the need to look at someone's phone ever.
Exactly.
I don't ever, I did that for 7 years. I don't want to do that anymore in the next, like, I just do, yeah. Well, I do not want that. And it's like, but I do know I come with trust issues. So at times I might ask and is like, is that an unhealthy thing for me to ask in that situation?
No, because your partner should care about you enough, knowing that you may have trust issues. So it's about being each other's keeper. You should provide an environment for him in which he feels comfortable and that he can function in a loving way, and he should do the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I have the ability to go through his email, his phone, his Instagram, all the social media, but I never had, because he's provided me the comfortability that I don't find it necessary at all. And furthermore, if I was in a relationship where I felt as though I had to, I would not be in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen to that.
About your partner knowing who you are and what your needs are, and maybe having a conversation about that, letting them know, like, I need to be able to build trust because maybe I've been hurt before or I've been betrayed before. Mm-hmm. So there's a learning curve with me. But if there's nothing to hide, then you will hide nothing.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't feel as like crazy then. Thanks.
You're not, it's actually like, this is actually the most like divinely timed conversation we could have.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm not married, but I'm going to read your book because it sounds like there's a lot of things that can help me in relationships to come and current and past and all. So thank you. And I really appreciate you guys being just a vessel for people that are going through hard times, and that I love this. This is what I wanted. I wanted the heartache, but to turn into beauty. And
but only yes. half of the.
But and I love that you guys are doing that. So I'm just
it takes two, and
it does.
That's the DJ MVP.
Yep, for sure. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for coming on, being authentic, and just being very vulnerable. And
so
everyone, go get their book on Amazon right now. Real Life, Real Love. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
I love y'all so much.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you for speaking truth.
We live in Nashville. I used to live in LA, but now I live here. So, yeah.
All right. Well, next time we come to Nashville, we got to do it in person.
Let's do it. Seriously.
Let me hug your necks.
Okay. Bye, guys. See ya. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. They're amazing. I love them. I love you.
I love you. That was the most timely conversation we could have had.
It was so good.
And so real and just honest, but like strong.
What's meant will stay. What's not will go. And that's okay.
And if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no.
Yeah. Amen to that. I have another one good too. They show you who they are. Believe them.
Yeah. I like that.
With friends, with and coworkers, with everything.
Yeah.
With life. That's kind of my motto in life now. All right, guys, have a great week and see you next week.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.